You're welcome to another episode of the Heritage in the Heart podcast series. And today we're talking about Holy Wells. And my name is Shirley Clarkin and I'm the Heritage Officer with Monaghan County Council. And we're strolling across a very nice field here in the townland of Dunamoyne, or the plain of the Church of the Meadow, I think it is. And I'm heading towards a very nice Holy Well and I'm in very good company today.
Hello, my name is Mary Curley and I'm bringing you to Tubber Lastra, St. Lastra's Well, in the townland of Arvilla. And we're just coming here to a bridge which crosses the river on our way into the well.
Thanks, Paddy.
You?
Hello, my name's Paddy Sherry and I'm just touring along here with Mary and Sherry today. And we're going to talk about maybe Holy Wells in general, and I'm going to maybe more or less talk about wells in North County Monaghan that we have, and we'll maybe just have a wee discussion and compare notes. Who's the best well?
So we're now in the townland of Aha Villa, so that's the field of the sacred tree, isn't that right, Mary?
That's true, that's the translation for it. And we're just going across from one meadow to the next here, bringing you into where Tubber Lastra is located.
Lovely meadows, beautiful wet meadows here with rushes and buttercups and all sorts of little insects fleeting around. It's a gorgeous place.
It is a beautiful sight, now very quiet and peaceful. This is the traditional well that people visit here on the feast day of St. Lastra. Is the local people call it St. Lastra's, but it's Lastra is the proper name. And the feast day is the first Sunday of May and the first Sunday of August. Over here you have the spring, and here you have the outlet from the spring, which is where you walk across to make the pattern of the lake.
And that's a common thing. So most of the holy wells in Monaghan are springs like this. They don't have any big structures around them or anything like that. And often they came from pagan times when water was venerated almost like a god was in the water. And then they became Christianized as time went on and faith changed in Ireland over the last 2,000 years. So, like Paddy, you would have similar spring wells like this, would you?
Yeah, there would be. In North County Monaghan, we would have a few holy wells. I suppose you have St. Mellon's Well down in Errigaltrough. And just across the border in County Tyrone, you have St. Patrick's Churn Well. And this is in the townland of Alta Davin, which actually means Glen of the Devil. So it does, you know.
I wonder, is that to do with the pagan
belief? It is, yes, it would have, because it is said that it's in around that area of Faverolles that St. Patrick gave St. McCartan the Diocese of Clogher.
Okay, because it is said that St. Patrick often went to visit pagan wells at night time to meet the Druids, actually, and that was kind of his way of trying to convert the people to the faith, so that, you know, he was going to the special places. Yeah. He knew that that's where people collected. And and then, of course, it was that transformation from it being this kind of idea of being a place of the devil to this place of more of holy worship or whatever, you know?
It's also said that there was a chieftain in that area at the time and his wife and daughter were converted.
Okay.
But he never converted. And his wife died at a relatively young age. And the chieftain went into bouts of depression.
Okay.
So he did. And I suppose his aides and all decided, well, we have to get this boy back on the road again, you know, get him going again. So they went to find him a new wife.
Right. And I thought you were going to say a new well.
No, they got him a new... looked around. Every woman they took to him, no, he didn't like her, because none of them resembled his wife. The only one that looked like his wife was his daughter. And she was about 16 years of age. So he wanted to marry her. So she up sticks and left. And she headed south. And she headed to the area of the parish that we know now as Tydavnet.
That's right.
And there's a well in a townland called Cooldavnet, which means Dimpna's Corner. And that is a holy well dedicated to St. Dimpna. And when she left Tydavnet, she headed towards Cavan. And then she headed west to Achill Island. And then she took a boat and got a boat to the continent. And she ended up in Geel in Belgium. And he followed her, and eventually he caught up with her, and he said if he can't have her, nobody else can. So he beheaded her in Belgium, And Belgium is twinned with Giel, or Giel and Belgium is twinned with Tidavnet. And they have got a St. Dimphna's Well, a St. Dimphna's Church, St. Dimphna's School, St. Dimphna's Hospital. And in Monaghan we have St. Dimphna's Hospital as well, known as St. Davnet's. And it is a mental hospital.
It's supposed to be, particularly for depression, she is the saint for depression.
And as a friend of mine and a friend of yours, and a friend of yours, Mary, Francie McCarn, you know him, described Dimphna as the patron saint of madness.
Yeah.
Which she is, you know. And St. Dimphna's Day is around the 15th of May.
Yeah. Well, madness being the old name, of course, for all sorts of depressive illnesses and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this well here, so the spring is coming out. I'm going to touch this water here because this is lovely, clear water, and this is all in a calcareous area. So it's full of, this is a limestone area, Mary, isn't it?
All of this area is limestone. And actually, when you spoke earlier about St. Patrick, over across here you have where Manning Castle is located, just as the crow flies in this direction, which was an old moat and bailey area. Then it was transferred, became Christian, because the old St. Patrick's Church, again in the same area, was originally a Christian site, an early Christian site. So St. Patrick visited this area, and he's supposed to have converted the Muldaug, the chieftains of this area, to Christianity. And one of the legends surrounding this well is that St. Patrick came down here to baptise a man at one stage, and there was no water in the meadow, so he stuck his crozier down into the well, and when he pulled it up, a spring of water came up, and this is supposed to be where this well is.
Lovely story.
So,
and you were talking earlier on about patterns and things and rituals associated with wells, and that's a big part of the whole Holy Well story, isn't it? Like the idea that there's a saint's day, maybe there's particular prayers associated with the well, or incantations, particular cures, and Paddy was mentioning depression there. And you were talking about a particular kind of practices that people do here at St. Lasser's Well.
Yes. Well, the pattern would have been the same. I've been coming here since probably the 1970s with my parents at the time. And at that time, we used to come down across the hill here because everybody went at different times. Nowadays, it's more regulated, and there's a 3 o'clock pilgrimage on the first Sunday of May. It's organised in the parish of Dunamai. But the pattern actually is you come and you collect 9 stones or 10, depending on who you're speaking to, in the outlet here of the river. And you walk around, you come round.
It's a wee bend in it, so it's a lovely little meander.
Yes.
It's a very gentle
you
little
come
round.
Here, maybe surely, just pick up a stone here.
There's loads of lovely stones in it. Yeah, so if I pick up 9, I'm thinking 9 is good because 3 and 3 and 3, I always think there's something about 3s, isn't there? So I've got 3 here anyway. Yeah. 3 more. And then 3 more, that's 9. I have 9 stones.
Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll start off the pattern just around. So we, the first, you throw, when you cross the little outlet here, you throw the stone across your right shoulder.
Okay.
And you walk along here.
Okay. I'm walking now through the lovely rushes and the light grasses. And
you see, you get to the rosary as you go around.
Okay.
And
so that would be then, you know, the Hail Marys and the Our Father and all that. Yeah.
And usually, since they started to organise it for the 3 o'clock vigil, the local priest or somebody in the local area would lead the rosary, and you see it as you walk round, and everybody walks round.
And we're walking in a clockwise direction,
exactly,
just to say.
Yes.
So that's important as well, isn't it?
Yes.
So you walk in a clockwise direction. And we're walking in a circle. Yeah.
And as people gather up, you know, you beat down the grass usually around it.
Yeah.
And you continue right around.
Yeah. So we're back at the source of the spring again.
Yes. You cross around here.
So we've crossed it.
And you come to the back again to the outlet, up the river, and when you cross the outlet, you again throw the stone across your right shoulder, like so.
Okay.
Being careful not to hit whoever's
behind.
Coming behind.
Okay. I dropped it on my right shoulder.
So okay. That's, you continue that until all your stones are gone.
Wow, so you do it 9 times.
Yes. Yeah. And then after that you have your bottle of water and you fill your water over here.
Okay, so you have an empty bottle or
an empty bottle with you.
Yeah.
And you fill your bottle. And after that, when we were young, but they don't use this practice anymore, the children would be sent round to find stones loose in the meadow.
Yes.
And they would be given a coin to put under the stone or a button or... Some sort of a token. Some token to leave there. And you were always warned if you didn't touch anything that was already under the stone.
Okay.
You moved on and found another stone or you left whatever
so
was there.
So people were leaving votives. So that goes back to the pagan practice, isn't it?
Yes.
Of depositing votives in wetland or watery sites, sort of leaving an intention there. Yeah. So it's a very powerful thing, isn't it, than to walk away and to know you've done that. Did you do that?
We would see that up at St. Dimpin as well, where people would leave cloth or some part of clothing.
Yeah.
And over the last number of years, what we have noticed is a lot of school ties would be left with St. Dimpin, especially around exam time.
Okay, I can see why.
Yeah, because children would be under stress with exams and that there, and there's always a good mother or a good grandmother somewhere who's looking out for them, and she would probably, or even the children themselves, would take the children along and make them leave their tie at St. Dimpin as well, so that...
Isn't that amazing? They're still doing that. And that kind of goes back then to this townland name we have here, Aha Villa, the field of the sacred tree. And like those were really special places in the Irish, like, historic landscape, that there were these very important trees. They were often yew trees or oak trees, considered to be sometimes, access to the underworld. But these really important areas where people went to and they deposited and tied things to the tree. So again, that real important connection with nature,
yeah,
Paddy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is a big thing.
And then the chemical properties of the water, like here... The water would be calcareous, very limey. But up in now, Errigal True, you'd have different water.
St. Dimpin as well now would be, it would be a slow spring.
Yeah.
You know, it would be coming from a sandstone.
Yeah, it would.
So it'd be, yeah.
Yeah.
But I notice that water here is very clear, so it is. And you'd know it's coming from a limestone rock.
Yeah.
Because it's very clean. There's no colour at all. Whereas in North Monaghan, the wells would be... You'd very rarely...
Peaty.
Yeah, it'd be a bit more peaty, a bit more colour in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but I just noticed that one there and it's very clear, it is.
People would also wash their eyes, because there's the cure of the eyes here, and the cure of sore limbs.
Yeah.
So you would see them often washing their face or washing their eyes with the water over at the well. Yeah. Over
when
at
we,
the well.
We down in Tidavnet, prior to the pandemic, we used to go and take water from St. Dimpin as well for people who couldn't, maybe with mobility issues, couldn't make it till the well, and we would place it in St. Dimpin's Church in Tidavnet.
Okay.
So people could get it there, could get the water there.
Yeah, because it's such a strong connection.
It's such a strong connection.
And like the Caldavnet or the well or St. Davnet or St. Downet's well,
it's
quite a distance, isn't it? Like
it
from Tidavnet. Like it's a good
walk. It's good from my house. I live about 2 miles from the village of Tidavnet, and from my house out to St. Nimpin as well and back home again is about 7 kilometres.
Yeah, so there was probably, a walk or something that people would have done in the old days as well between the church site, the St. Davnet's actual site in Tidavnet, and the well. And I think that was common, that people even went between wells.
Yeah, there would have been what they called mass pads.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they would. People would have used it to go to mass, and they wouldn't have been on the main road, so that there would have been cross fields and that, you know. And I think there was some sort of tradition that if there was a funeral and the remains were carried across the field, that officially became a mass pad.
Okay.
So there's some connection between the burying of people and getting to mass and getting to that things out there, you know.
Yeah, because, and that respecting your ancestors.
It used to be a place, it said Scotchtown. Used to call it the Whiskey Hollow.
Oh, right.
Just below our Shannon.
Well, this is not whiskey. We have a bottle here.
Water,
not whiskey.
Whenever they were carrying the remains to Arbuthnet Church, they would stop in the hollow and they'd set the coffin along the side of the road and they'd have a bottle of whiskey or drink of whiskey before they get to the church, you know.
So here we have a very modern bottle.
Yes.
And we're going to fill some water. How do we go about it, Mary?
Just fill it in there in the...
Nearest the spring.
Nearest the spring.
So the spring's emerging under a rock through... You can hear it bubbling.
Yes.
And it's coming out through the rock here. Beautiful. The water is completely clear. You can see all of the sediment in the bottom of this stream.
And even the insects flying over.
And all the insects and the caddis flies and everything I can see in the water here. I mean, it's a fabulous. Look at that. That water is completely clear in that bottle. Isn't it beautiful?
Completely clear, yes. Oh. Everybody would...
I washed my own face.
Bless themselves, yes. I've washed their face and blessed themselves with the water.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Pretty
and
taste.
As you talk about, take a drink of it, Paddy.
Paddy's drinking it, but we can't share it, Paddy.
That's all right.
Everybody would come walking from different directions. Like, oh, Dunamine's over that way. That's what their old church was.
Yeah.
So did you talk about them walking different paths?
Yes.
They would come that way. And the people from Carrick or from town here would come this direction.
Yes, yes, yes.
And people from Listhernan would come the path we're after, coming down across the field. And at those times, it would depend on the weather, because you had to cross the river. And if it was terrible wet weather, you chose...
A different route.
Which route you took, exactly.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we used to park our bikes up here and along the shed of this house here and walk down that hill there to it in the early days. But they've made this in the 1990s. I think it was Canon McCreevy was here in Dunamine, and he started the pattern of coming to St. Lastra on the first Sunday of May at the 3 o'clock vigil. So the local people made the bridge across the river there to facilitate coming in.
So he kind of
from the N2. The N2 made a difference, you see. It cuts through the old route.
Yeah.
And it meant that people can park, you know, now along the main road and walk up the lane or drive up that lane.
Yeah.
I have to say, that's very lovely water on the air. So it is.
Yeah.
But it's not as nice as the water we have in Lochatown.
Oh, I think it's nice, Paddy.
You're unbelievable, Paddy. Do you know that? We'll walk around just one more time. So we're going to pass.
There's a beech tree that you're walking under there.
There's a lovely beech tree and the meadow sweet here as well. There's lovely plants. We'll just walk across one more time and see the rounds again.
Get the journey. You can feel the trickle of the water. And it never seems to be any less or any more.
Heritage at the Heart podcast series is supported by the Heritage Council and Monaghan County Council.